I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. A judge has agreed to delay the sentencing of the man convicted of killing University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts after his lawyers say they need time to investigate new information implicating other people. Christian Bahena Rivera was scheduled to be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole tomorrow at the Poweshiek County Courthouse, about 50 miles west of Iowa City. The judge issued an order today saying the sentencing would be delayed after he holds hearings on whether to grant the defense's request to compel prosecutors to release information about other suspects and for a new trial. Bahena Rivera was convicted of first-degree murder in May of Tibbetts' killing in 2018. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem suspended her cabinet secretary overseeing state prisons and the warden of the state penitentiary in Sioux Falls after an anonymous complaint. The complaint alleges supervising corrections officers regularly sexually harassed their fellow employees. Also, employee morale was low and promotions were plagued by nepotism. New COVID-19 cases per day in the U.S. have doubled over the last 3 weeks, driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant, lagging vaccination rates, and the 4th of July holiday. All but two states, South Dakota and Maine, reported that case numbers have risen over the last 2 weeks. Some parts of the country are running up against deep vaccination resistance. And the South Dakota Department of Health reported that the COVID-19 pandemic caused the state's numbers of deaths to hit historic levels last year. A total of 9,857 South Dakotans died during 2020. It was the highest figure in at least a decade. Heart disease and cancer were the leading causes of death, followed by COVID-19, which killed almost 1,500 people. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.